email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, last night the roof was raised in Dublin's Vicar Street as the annual Radio 1 Folk Awards took place. Musicians from all over Ireland came together to celebrate, and there wasn't a note left unplayed by the time the clock struck midnight. Lemoncello, John Spillane, Cathy Jordan, Christy Moore and Cian Connolly-McGorman were all up for Best Album, but there could only be one winner on the night, and that was our great friend John Spillane. Congratulations, John.
Hallelujah, Ray D'Arcy.
Hey, hey, look, I there you go, go
on. Hey, thank you so much.
A little celebratory dance there.
Hey, yeah.
So, Fir Uisce, now, to call it an album isn't doing it justice. It's a three-act Gaelic folk opera, John Spillane.
Yes, it's a three-act Gaelic folk opera, a labour of love. I spent about 10 years composing it, arranging it, recording it with some beautiful, beautiful singers. And, you know, hopefully I would love if someday we could move it to the next stage, which would be to stage it. And I think being Folk Album of the Year is a wonderful step on that journey.
Yeah.
So I'm over the moon. Yeah.
Well, I'll be there if it ever makes the stage. It's obviously made for the stage. I was just thinking, we had a lady called Pat Moylan in a few years ago. She brought Angela's Ashes to the stage.
Okay.
So maybe she's somebody you should contact. But very exciting. I can't believe that this is the first award you've won in what? How many years?
I won actually what it used to be called the Meteor Awards, and I got one in 2003 and 2006.
Yeah.
Two gongs, one of which is at home in my mantelpiece, and the other is down in the Barra's Bar in Clonakilty, over the fireplace. So it's been a while since I went around swinging the gong around the place, Ray, but it's a lovely feeling. And what a night we had in Vicar Street. Like, it was just a superb night. Deeply moving and fabulous, you know. And Michael D was there, and it was fabulous, yeah.
And everybody probably asks you this question, but had you any hint that you're going to win?
Oh, man, I was driven demented to know would I or wouldn't I, you know. I mean, you know, I didn't know until the envelope was open. Derry Farrell called up my name, and you know, it's like I was fairly excruciating now, you know, because I knew I felt I had a strong chance, but then I was up against like amazing albums as well. Like, all of those would have deserved the win. Christy Moore's new album, like, is fantastic, you know, A Terrible Beauty, maybe one of his best albums for ages, you know.
Yeah.
And then Cathy Jordan's project is like fantastic.
Amazing project, yeah,
you know, such a beautiful project. So I did not know. No, yeah. And you never know.
No.
You know. So,
but I was just saying that because we sort of played our listeners a sample of each of the five shortlisted albums last week, and I was just struck by the strength of the category. You know, you don't get that every year that you have five amazing albums in the category.
Well, you know, I mean, last year it was Lancome won it with an album called False Lancome, like an extremely powerful record.
Yeah.
But you got to say, Ray, Irish folk music, Irish folk and traditional music, that could be the best music in the whole world.
Fair play to
you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we are so strong with our national music. We have the best trad. You know, we do. Like.
Yeah. There seems to be a new generation while the old generation are still around. I don't know. I'm not putting you into either of those. You're in the middle somewhere there, John. But the mix is a beautiful thing, isn't it? The mix of everybody.
The mix is beautiful. And there was a girl last night who won two gongs called
Rosh yeah.
from Fermanagh, and she did this album of keening and lamenting, and she's touching, she's a bit similar to me, but she's touching on an ancient Irish kind of a spirit, and she's very young and very exciting and very moving as well. So, you know, the future is bright for Irish trad.
But Rosh now, she's a composer as well, multi-instrumentalist, and she puts not exactly hip-hop beats under, but electronic beats under the keening. So it's the new and the old together, and it works perfectly. Yeah,
yeah, and there's great emotion, and the keening woman was a very important thing in Irish culture, like, you know, a bit like the midwife, you know, one foot in this world and one foot in the other world.
Yeah.
And then part, like the wise woman, the keening woman, and the midwife, three women in Irish life that were very, very important, all banned by the church, by the way.
Were they?
Not the midwife, you know, the midwife was more necessary, but the keening was banned by the church, from the funerals, and the wise woman, you know, the Kitty the Hare, Biddy Early woman was very much frowned on by the. That's more fairy lore than, you know, Catholic.
And
stuff,
John,
you know.
The caning is increasingly popular, and a lot of the younger trad singers and musicians are slowing everything down. It's not sort of thigh slapping stuff. It's slower.
It's very interesting. And
why
like
is that? Why is that?
Well, I think there's a lot of emotion, you know, that can be expressed through music, and I think this deep drone, it's very, you know, ancestral and ancient, and there's a lot of depth to it, you know. So we need music serves many purposes, I suppose, Ray.
Yeah.
And I think if it helps people to grieve, like how that's wonderful.
Yeah. So Fearishka, the legend of the lock, and the lock in question is down in Cork, and people can walk around the lock and listen to your. There's over 20 tracks on the album.
Yeah, there is, and you know, it's about 2.25 hours long, and I went all out, like I went down the rabbit hole, man. It's so deep, I thought I'd never come back up. But to come back up and to get the folk album of the year, you know, for an Irish is like. What a wonderful result. Yeah, the lock, it's a beautiful lake on the south side of Cork City. It's only a mile from the city centre, but many people wouldn't know it because you'd have to go over the hill, you know, to see it. But a beautiful, beautiful lake, a nature reserve full of beautiful swans, geese and ducks, a lovely island in the middle of willows.
And, sorry.
Yeah, and very beloved of us all, of the Cork people of Cork.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just playing tracks as you're talking away there, just to give people a feel of it. And they can stream it on Spotify. And so you have this in your head, John. You can see it, can you? You can see it on stage.
I can see it on stage. And, you know, we performed one of the tracks last night called Fla at Vicar Street. But it was the first time we had eight of us. It was the first time we had done it together because a lot of this work was done by Zoom, you know, a lot of the work was done overdubs in the studio. So we've never had a performance. But man, we rocked the joint last night with the flair and it was great crack, you know. So it was very promising for a stage presentation for the future.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, when did you release your first album, John?
Well, you know, I did albums with bands and stuff. My first solo album was in 1997 called The Wells of the World, my first solo album in 1997. Yeah, quite a while ago.
Nearly 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fado.
And Fado. But I mean, I've had a lovely life, you know, playing music and, you know, I mean, last night now, right, you know, I got my gong, I was high as a kite, and then in the back bar, what do I see in Vicar Street? Martin O'Connor playing the accordion, and I love Martin, like, you know, he's just such a beautiful spirit, and a rogue, and Zoe Conway playing the fiddle with him, so I took out my guitar, I went in and I joined him. And I mean, you couldn't, where would you get it? Like, you know, just beautiful stuff, like, you know, so we're very lucky.
So a great session had by all afterwards.
Yes, great session. And Michael D came around, met everybody. Could not have been more gracious, lovely, like.
Yeah. And what would you sing at a session? What's your go-to song for a session?
Well, Jeannie, I could sing a lot of songs at a session. But last night, Zoe said, will you sing the Dance of the Cherry Trees? And I said, I'd love to.
Yeah.
And then there was a big discussion about the keys of the accordion and Martin. And I had to move it up and down and we played it. But I said to Martin, I said, Martin, I only want you to play the pink notes for this one now. And he gives me this look, right? And we had a laugh and we did a fabulous version of it. Like, so, and well done, everyone. And great feeling. Yeah.
Now,
so last night it was the cherry trees. Yeah.
On the versions of the cherry trees, can you settle something for us? Because there are two versions of the song in the RTE computer.
Yes.
Niamh, who's the producer in charge, likes one version. And I like the other version. So the version that I like, I suppose some people say that it's sort of as a straight in start. The other version is a sort of a build up, more of a build up.
Yes.
Which is your preference? I'm after telling you what my preference is.
I should probably have stuck with the one version. You know what I mean? And the very first version. And it got a bit of slag in it. That's fine for being a bit like East EastEnders team.
Yeah.
Or a bit being like something else.
Bosco, I think.
Bosco team, there's an electronic keyboard. But that was...
That's
that
the
was
one. That's the original, is it? Yeah, that's the one I like.
And that's the kind of... That's the pop hit one, you know, that got a lot of radio play.
Yeah.
And I should have stuck with that, really, probably. But that was done by one of the Hot House Towers, Peter O'Toole. He arranged that and he actually composed that riff.
Oh, did he?
That bit,
yeah.
And
Well done, everyone. You
know, well done, everyone. But then later on, for some reason, I did another version which had, just these are the way things go, you know. But Happy Days in the Hit Factory, you know. In fact, there's a third version now in the Irish language that translated last year for a TG Cahir program called Cúrfáil. The OLV choir from Ballymun sang in a version in Irish and won that competition, Cúrfáil, last year.
I'll have to find that. And I know you went to Japan and you chased the cherry blossoms up and or down Japan, whichever way it goes. You know you're an expert. When will we see the first cherry blossoms? Usually.
They're out. I mean, I saw a blossom tree the other day. You know, I mean, there are various varieties of cherry blossom. I mean, the main one, the most common one, say, usually peaks in the third week of April.
Right.
You know, 25th of April, 26th of April. But there is a variety that's already blossoming at the moment. But I don't know the names of them. Prunus is the variety. But Prunus apparently covers blackthorn, whitethorn, cherry blossom, every kind of, you know, thing. So I wouldn't be into the real botany,
I just have the two of them here. I'm just going to put them up on my computer here because I didn't intend to do this because I was playing bits of Fyrishka. So this is one then. Oh yeah, that's the easy going one, and this is the that's the one really, isn't it? That's the one.
That's a good old bang off it.
It does. Yeah. Well, listen, Cóharda Arís, congratulations. Fyrishka, The Legend of the Loch by John Spillane, Folk Album of the Year. Yay! And this is the tagline. Album doesn't do it justice. It's a three-act Gaelic folk opera. There you go. John, safe home and enjoy the moment. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
Slán.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.